Hello and welcome to today's episode of the DVCA Show. This episode of the pod is brought to you by the Heidelberg West store of the Greg Chappell Cricket Centre, big supporters of the DVCA for the 2024-25 season. Well, Dennis, we're wondering how they would make their mark in their maiden season of the Diamond Valley Cricket Association. First 11 playing in Mash Shield. And the talk of the town over the last couple of matches has been the form of opener Luke Green. 150 runs in what ultimately turned a rained out draw against Mill Park in round 7. Backed up last Saturday with 148 red ink against Thomastown with his side. Looking to this Saturday to see if they can go on and claim their second win of the season. We're joined in the studio today by an old mate of the show, been back in for second or Technically third. If you count the one I had to re-record, this is your third time in the chair. Daniel Martini. Daniel, look, you guys are in the purple patch of an extraordinary cricketer right about now.
It's good to watch, and it's kind of funny because up until the start of this season, he didn't open the batting. He originally was batting sort of anywhere between 6 and 8. His role was seen a bit of a come in and bash around a bit, and a bit of, I guess, a finisher sort of role. We're probably looking for someone to take on the opportunity to open the batting this season, and I put it to him and he was pretty happy to take it on and see how he went. It was more so probably for the one day games, and he got a couple of scores and he really enjoyed it. He was like, oh, do you reckon I can give it a go for the 2 days as well? And the first crack at it was against Mill Park and he gets 150. So I was like, you can do this for as long as you want, mate, from now on. And then he backs it up again the next hit and gets 148 not out. So as long as he keeps doing that, we should be all right.
I'll just pause it. You must have been praying harder than any other team in the association for the rain to stay away against Mill Park when you're defending a good 305.
Yeah, it's that one probably hurts. I'd say those ones hurt more than being in a game and losing them, because you do it on, I guess, your own terms. If you lose the game, it's your own fault, and there's things you can take away from it. But when the weather takes it away from you without even getting the chance, they're pretty tough to swallow. And we thought we were in a pretty good position after the sort of the start of the season that we've had to really, really turn things around. And I was tried a lot to try and get it up. But unfortunately, when the weather takes over, there's not much you can do.
What time did you do the gentleman's handshake?
I reckon it would have been... It was definitely after 2 o'clock.
So it's at least an hour and a half. I'm not like longer, given that you turn up at what, 11:30.
Yeah, I was there about 11:15. I reckon we had 3 cracks to try and get on.
Yep.
And then halfway through the third crack, they had the stumps in the ground. Started raining again, and I think we just pulled the pin then. Like, clearly, it's just not meant to be today. But as I said, they're those games that they probably sting a little bit more than a loss on your own terms, but there's plenty of positives to take out of it for the rest of the year.
And how has the maiden voyage in Diamond Valley Cricket Association been going?
To be completely honest, it's been hard. We've competed in, I'd say, almost every game, but we've also lost them on our own terms as well. There's little things that we probably got away with last season. I can only judge off that from being a Dennis from last year, but there's instances in games where we probably still find a way because we're usually in front. This season, though, we're probably spending a bit more time playing catch-up, and then when we don't take our opportunities, we're still playing catch-up and we miss out on getting a result. But it's... For our growth and development, it's been awesome. For the win-loss column, not so much. But I feel where if we were to clone our 11 from last year and play against ourselves, I'd be pretty confident that we'd beat ourselves in that case. So there are positives to take out, and hopefully we can start to showcase that over the back end of this year.
So your form over the last couple of matches does suggest an upward trend. So 6 for 257 is where you sit against Thomastown going into day two. Obviously, 305 against Mill Park. Apart from Luke Green being in what I presume will be the best form of his career...
Well, he got 10 last night, so...
Well, you're only as good as your last
game. Exactly right, yeah.
And I hope all 10 blokes told him that as he came off.
Yeah, everyone did.
Are there signs that collectively things are getting a little bit better over the last couple of matches?
Yeah, definitely. I think what we've seen so far this season is that the biggest killer in this comp is time and giving the other team time to bat. In the early part of, especially in the 2 days when we're getting bowled out in that sort of 55 to 65 over mark,
yep.
Giving the other team 10, 15 overs on day one, it just sucks so much out of you because everyone scores so quickly. You can go out even in a positive position if you make 180, 190, but by stumps if the other team's won for 60, they've sort of got the momentum. They're almost halfway there in regard. So our process has shifted very much to just be there at 80 overs. In the last two games, we've been two or three for anywhere between 70 to 90 at afternoon tea, and then gone on to make 250, 300. And we've been able to cash in that last 10 overs when towards the start of the year, we were out in the field. So I think hopefully that feels like it's clicked with us, that just being out there for 80 overs can do a lot for us being in a positive position.
I completely agree with you batting out the 80, because I think what we often see is if you bat out kind of 70 to, let's call it 76 or whatever, and you're leaving the opposition with only a handful of overs before stumps, they can't make too many runs, but they can lose a wicket or two. But if you're giving them more than 10, if you're giving them 15, if you're giving them 20, they can take a serious chunk out of the chase before day two's even started.
Yeah, and we saw that definitely with Rivergum and against Panton Hill. Both teams were in pretty comfortable positions overnight, and then it left a lot of chasing to do, and when you're on the back foot trying to catch up, I often find that it takes a bit of a miracle to get there, and so far this season it just hasn't happened.
And you talked about the preparedness to be patient for the first 40 overs. Collective buy-in on that?
Yeah, it's been something that we've probably worked towards definitely last season as well. I feel like we've probably had that light bulb moment in the first couple of 2 days that probably last season we still got away with it and getting the positive results. But this year it's just not cut the mustard. So it's like, okay, well, if we want a contending 2-day cricket, which is where the money's made at the end of the year, we've got to really grit our teeth and get through as much as we can to set ourselves up towards the back end of an innings. And everyone's buying into that, and seeing a bloke like Greeny go bat most of the innings and go 150, 148 not, the proof's kind of in the pudding.
Well, Daniel, thank you very much for coming back on to the DVCA show.
No dramas at all. Thanks for having me.
So Dennis, 6 for 257 overnight against Thomastown, and they will look to defend that and achieve their second win in their time in Mass Shield in the DVCA at McDonald Park on Saturday. Remember, more cricket, more people, more often.